Ladies and gentlemen, thinkers and debaters, fence sitters and firebrands, welcome to the Big Top of Talk, the high-flying, death-defying, no-holds-barred spectacle of ideas. This is Common Ground, where left meets right, up meets down, and common sense fights to survive. We're here to cut through the noise, bridge the divide, and maybe, just maybe, find a little middle ground along the way. So grab your coffee, buckle up, and keep your hands inside the conversation at all times. Because it's time for open minds, open dialogue, and maybe even a little common ground for the common good.
Try to see it my way. Do I have to keep on talking till I can go on? While you see it your way, run the risk of knowing that our love may soon be gone. We can work it out. We can work it out.
Welcome to another episode of Common Ground right here on KNTR Talk 106.7, 106.5, and 106.3, the voice of the free. Remember, if you're traveling through the tri-state, you can listen in on 106.3 in Golden Valley and Kingman, 106.5 in Laughlin, Bullhead, Mojave Valley, Needles, and 106.7 right here live in Lake Havasu. And this show is co-hosted by Jim Chaney and Melissa Lucas.
Hello, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. And we have a guest on the phone today.
We do have a guest on the phone, and she is Tammy Ring. Hi there, Tammy.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning.
Everything is beautiful. There's actually a chill in the air.
Is that,
there
yeah.
is a chill yeah. in the air.
Yeah, it
yeah,
hasn't
we're
been,
not used to this.
It hasn't been super hot.
It's going to get warm by the weekend, though.
Yeah, it is.
That's what Paul Lavoie said.
Well, then you know it's true.
That's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So we got a subject on
we
our
do.
Hands today.
We do. Yeah, we're going to talk about that, the billionaire tax in California that's being proposed.
And exactly what is the billionaire tax? Is this something that's really going to matter? Is this a nothing? Or is this tragedy just waiting to happen? But before we do that, we got to talk about some sponsors, right?
First, a little bit of housekeeping. This show, you cannot call in since we have a guest on the line, but our text line is still open. So you can text at 928-727-5566. We want to hear your opinions. And real quick, thank you to Blonzy Steakhouse, Golden Valley Auto Parts and Hardware, Annie's Surf Shop, Martin Swanee, Chrysler Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Kia, Neat Pool and Supply, Trailside Firearms and Trading Company, Parker's Collision Center, Perfectly Pressed Cleaners, and Bullhead Vape Shop for making this show possible to bring to you.
All right, thank you, guys. We really appreciate the sponsors there. Okay, so the billionaire tax that's being proposed, it's a one-time deal. And if you lived in California on January 1st, 2026, then you qualify. So you can't bounce out now, even though... So the voting, I believe, for it is in November.
Mm-hmm.
And if you wanted to leave right now because of it and you're a billionaire, it doesn't matter because it's where you were January 1st, 2026.
And then what constitutes did you move?
That
becomes an issue with this, too.
And how do you prove that? If you're a billionaire, you probably have, like, I don't know, multiple houses in multiple locations?
I would.
Wouldn't it be relatively easy just to bounce out of California and be like, oh, actually, I live in New Mexico?
Well, for me, I would. But, okay, if I'm going to move, I've got to change my mailing address. Okay, I'm going to have to change if I don't have a second home. I gotta get like an electric bill. I've gotta get a sewage bill, and I physically move out of the state as well. And they're trying to say if you haven't done all of those things, we're gonna nail you with this 5% tax.
Well, if you already have a house somewhere, you already have a power bill and an electric bill. I have a house in two places, but I have a residence. My residency is where I vote, where I'm registered to vote. And my driver's license.
But there's qualifications to make sure that you're a resident, that you're voting where you are, in fact, a residence.
Right. So if the billionaires have multiple homes, they can't just say, well, I was in New Mexico or whatever. Because January 1st, 2026, wherever they said they were that day, even though it's already past us, that's the people that have to pay the tax if they were a resident of California on January 1st, 2026. No matter what they do now is what my understanding was of reading it.
So
if I'm wrong, text me and let me know at 928-727-5566.
This is one of those shows, listeners, if you have you're keyed into this and you're understanding the greater ramifications of it, that it does affect more than just billionaires and why, give us a text, okay? Now, specifically, this proposal on the ballot issue in November of 2026, so coming up, it would impose a one-time 5% wealth tax on California billionaires payable in annual installments of 1% over 5 years with a small deferral charge. So they're going to charge you more if you don't have it all up front. In theory, I think they're thinking you do have it because you're a billionaire. Now, the tax is based on worldwide net worth of taxpayers valued as of December 31st, 26. Worldwide net worth of taxpayers value. A California taxpayer is going to pay a tax on things he owns that aren't in California.
Hmm. That doesn't seem fair. So that's another thing that I was curious about, like your net worth. Like my net worth and what I have in the bank are not even close to the same, right? Because all my money's tied up in property and cars and real estate.
And then what is the net worth? They're determining, okay, what is a business worth?
Whatever you say it is,
Tammy, do you have a basic, if you own a real estate office, and you are a realtor, right, Tammy?
Right, yeah.
Okay. To figure out the net worth of your company, you do what? You multiply your annual sales by? Seven?
I don't know.
Seven?
I've
heard different businesses five times, seven times, 7.5 times.
Well, every business is going to be different, so,
Well, they're applying, they're going to say, we're going to take what you made, we're going to, in a year, we're going to take your profit, we're going to multiply it by 7.5, and that's how much your company is worth. They're taxing you on unrealized profits. You're getting taxed before you've
money
even got
that you
it.
You haven't made yet?
Correct.
Wow.
Which becomes a real...
That's a slippery slope.
Serious problem.
Yeah, I don't like this.
Okay. And it's based on the worldwide net worth. Not... So if they have... You got a billionaire in California, and he owns a hunk of land. He owns an RV park in Parker. He's going to get taxed on that as well. Some people say the tax is expected to raise $100 billion over 5 years from 2027 to 2031, or $20 billion a year from the 200 wealthiest Californian taxpayers. They have over 200 billionaires, apparently like 250.
Correct.
They believe they have?
Yes, California has over 200 billionaires.
Now we have like five that have left. People are saying... On the one hand, some people say, oh, the sky is falling. All the billionaires are leaving California. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? Oh, it doesn't matter. There's only five of them, and we've got 250 of them. That's nothing. But when they're trying to raise $100 million in taxes, when those five left with all the people that work for them, they have removed $100 billion or $20 billion in taxes that they would have received from the salaries of those people.
Yeah, so that's not a good idea then for them.
And then, Tammy, do you have any info on what you say, what they want to do with this money in California?
Well, you know, I've done a little reading, and, you know, they're saying it's for the health care. Well, I got the answer for your health care problem. Quit giving it to illegals. I mean, this billionaire tax, in my opinion, it's so backwards. It's so upside down because basically you're penalizing people who worked hard. You don't get to become a billionaire by being lazy.
You're being fined for being successful.
Yes.
Exactly. And it is the Democrat way. It is the Democrat way. You know, they don't want law and order. If you're doing good, you need to pay more. I mean, that's wrong. That's just, we're backwards.
And I like the way you put it, penalized.
Yeah, you're being fined for being successful. That's what it looks like to me. It looks like a fine for being successful. And what's the incentive to try to be successful if they're going to fine you for it?
And for some reason, these lawmakers in California believe that they have a right to tax you, a California resident. Not you personally. Neither of you are California residents. But a California resident who happens to be a billionaire, they feel they have the right to tax him, not only what he has on in California, but in every other state where he may have things as well.
We got a text in here.
Yes, we do. This says they would never be able to withstand the legal challenge for a retroactive tax, and it'll be tied up in courts for years.
Good.
That's a good point. There is already a wealth tax in some states, and this is so California is right next door to us, and it does affect us because they could set precedents, and so that's why we're really keeping an eyeball on this. Did you know that Washington State imposed a 9.9% tax on income over $1 million as a wealth tax?
Over a million?
Over a million.
If you make over $1 million in Washington, they're going to tax you 9%.
9.9%. That's a wealth tax. Massachusetts has approved already a 4% surcharge on an annual income over $1 million as a wealth tax. So it's not just California. Maine added a 2% surcharge on yearly earnings. They're calling it a surcharge in Maine. It's still a fine for being successful. Sorry, that's my opinion. I also reached out to my friend who is Democrat who lives in California, the Corn Father, I don't know if you remember. And he actually agreed with the right on this one. So it's 72% of people in California on the right are against the fine for being successful. And the Democrats, the left, is for it. 72%. It's weird because I thought that was big numbers.
I think what they think is, they being Democrats, that these people are so rich, they have so much money that it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Let them pay. And then this, sometimes it's true, sometimes it's not. It depends on how their business year went, whether they made money. Did they pay taxes this year? Maybe their great big corporation lost money.
Well, my friend from the left who lives in California said that the reason why he agreed with the right on this particular one and we could find common ground was because of the people that left. And that money is leaving California just because of the threat.
The threat.
Of the possibility of it being passed. You know, because it's up right now. It's up. It's going to be voted on.
It's literally a hold up.
Yes.
Oops.
Forgot to turn my mic off. We have a clear California hater here. Let them tax the crap out of them in California. That way, all the billionaires leave and bankrupt the state. Let it burn.
Well, okay, and here's the thing, pal.
Thank you for your text.
You know, I was born and raised in California, and I've argued before that I'm about as Californian as you can get as far as my family history, having been there for generations. The only person I've ever met whose family's been in Orange County longer than mine that I know of, her last name is Yorba, as in Yorba Linda. Her family showed up before the Irvines. Okay? I love California. I hate what they are doing to it. It is being destroyed. The idea is not to let California burn, but it's to save it. And it's a critical thing. We have to save it. It's critical to our economies here in Needles, California, in Lake Havasu, and Bullhead. Without that California money, you just cut it out and it all burns. We're all in trouble one way or another because it all trickles down.
All right. We do need to take our first break of the hour.
Well, let's do that.
All right.
You're listening to KNTR, Common Ground.
106.75 and 3, Voice of the Free.
All right. We'll be right back.
You can rely on the old man's money. You can rely on the old man's money. It's a bitch, girl, but it's gone too far, because you know it don't matter anyway. Say money, money won't get you too far, get you too far.
All right, welcome back to Common Ground right here on KNTR Talk 106.7, 106.5, and 106.3, the voice of the free. We want to thank our sponsors for making this show possible to bring to you, starting with Blonzy Steakhouse, mouth-watering steaks and a breakfast menu that has everyone talking. Whether it's date night or brunch with friends, great taste is always on the menu. Blonzy's is where Havasu eats, off London Bridge Road in Desert Hills. Golden Valley Auto Parts and Hardware. Why not grab yourself a shiny new Boom Boom stick today? That's right, folks. Now with their brand new federal firearm license, it's your all-in-one mecca of paint, auto, hardware, and Second Amendment glory. GoldenValleyHardware.com, just off Bowie Road in Golden Valley. Very funny, Ronnie. Annie's Thrift Shop. Shopping at Annie's Thrift Store isn't just about great deals, it's about giving back. Every purchase helps support local charities, making your find more than just a bargain. It's a blessing. Annie's Thrift Store, thrifting with a purpose. Off Northern Avenue, Kingman. Martin Swanee Chrysler Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Kia. Since 1985, Martin Swanee Kingman has been more than a dealership. It's a legacy built on honest deals and handshakes. Find out what your ride is worth today at Martin Swanee Chrysler Dodge Jeep.com off East Andy Devine in Kingman. And Neat Pool and Supply, serving Lake Havasu since 1970. Expert consultations to top-notch supplies and service. They've got everything for pools and spas. Family-owned and operated right in the heart of Havasu. It's where your backyard oasis begins, located at 52 Scott Drive.
All right. Thank you, Marissa. And with me today, we have Marissa June, our producer, Red Bull Ronnie, the co-creator, and Paul Lavoie, the operations manager, is in the house here with us this morning. And Tammy is on the phone. Tammy, I got a question for you. So since you're against this, correct?
I am absolutely against it, of course. I'm against all taxes, actually.
Okay. So one of the justifications from the left, supporters of this are saying that this one-time 5% wealth tax on roughly 200 California billionaires is an emergency response to federal funding cuts threatening healthcare collapse, potentially raising $100 billion for the Medi-Cal hospitals, education, and food assistance. Do you think that this is the best solution or the only viable solution? Or what alternatives do you think that we could come up with?
The problem I see is their mismanagement. The reason their health care is not funded is because they've funded non-Americans. They've created this problem, and they want to tax the people. No, it's your policies. You don't need to raise money. You need to manage the money you've got. You know, they $24 billion is gone in California that was to help the homeless. The homeless only gets bigger and bigger and bigger. There's a problem, and it's policy. It's not lack of money. It's policy.
Fraud. They had $24 billion for the homeless, and now they say you're cutting that they lost. This guy wants to be president of the United States, folks. Listen to how stupid this man is. He's lost, not one, not two, not three, $24 billion, does not know where it is,
lost?
And they don't know where it is. And now they have this bill. They say, oh, rich guys, you're not paying your fair share. That, well, meanwhile, it's either lost or it's stolen,
mm-hmm.
and somebody's got it because they had it, and it's gone. Now they want to tax the rich for years to come to make up for their mismanagement. And what Tammy's saying with this is if you've got illegal aliens, they walk into the county health clinic across from Santa Ana College, and they get free health care. All the way, even if they need open heart surgery, you know, it doesn't matter. They get free health care.
So efficiency reform, spending cuts.
They're giving it to non-Americans, and then they just simply lose it. We have a high-speed rail,
that's
to digress. But
that's what I was going to.
That money's gone, too.
Yep.
So now the people that want to tax the rich for another billion that have already lost billions of people. Okay. Now, we are here with Tammy Ring, who is a realtor. And one of the fallouts is, and what have you seen, Tammy, in people moving to Arizona from California?
Well, we get a lot of people moving here from California, that's for sure. I do notice the ones that are, what I notice, they're definitely, they're sick of California. They're sick of it. Some of them, they're so thrilled to be here, it's just like they're free, but then, you know, they still bring their stupid ideas with them.
They want to do it all over again.
I agree. Well, especially here, it feels like we're a mini California.
Well, you know, I can tell you, it is. This has definitely changed as far as the climate in Bullhead. I can tell you that. We're still very, very conservative, but it's not as conservative as it was, say, even 10 years ago.
You know, there's things that have happened, and I don't mean to digress too much, but there's, you know, perceptions, and people come from one place, they move to another. You know, for example, somebody was outraged because they saw somebody in Arizona riding in the back of a pickup truck, and they're like, oh, that's illegal.
Right.
No, it's not illegal in Arizona to ride in the back of a pickup truck. Somebody looks at the tax in Lake Havasu on hotels and says, and I find this a huge problem. They look at a tax and say, our hotel tax in Lake Havasu is less than other cities. It should be equal to theirs. We should raise it. No, that's the wrong thinking. The thinking should be, hey, this is great. We don't have a higher tax. But yet their perception becomes, with California thinking that's brought to Arizona, yeah, but we're getting it from somebody else, so it doesn't matter. But what they're doing is they're taking, if you raised the tax 5% on hotels, you're giving that money to the government instead of the guy that owns here in Havasu, you know, have a xylophone or have a wave runner, right? You know, a private citizen that started a business and wanted to work and be successful and make money.
It does not seem fair to me. It seems like they're targeting a small group of people.
Well, that's what I was going to say. This is exactly discrimination. I mean, it is.
It seems like it. I mean, the definition of discrimination, right, is singling out a small group of people, especially with a retroactive date set.
Well,
okay.
They're singling out a small group of people according to their class. That's discrimination.
Right. I feel like that's a really fair argument. Wouldn't that be against our Constitution?
We're taxing you based on the fact that you've got more money than me.
Right.
You worked harder than me, so you owe. Really? Really? I mean, think about that. And we're teaching our kids this mentality.
Right.
It's not going to end well.
Right, and it's pitched as a one-time tax directing 90% towards health care. That, to me, is, I don't believe it. I don't.
Well,
a one-time, it's the one time that they lost me on.
Well, yeah. the little bit that I have read is the concern is it's written so loosely that even though they're saying, oh, we're going to do the billionaire tax, but if you really get into it, which I have not, but just from what I've read, that it's actually a tax. They can tax anybody, and they can change it whenever. So I don't know. I don't know.
I'm also not really super confident that if this does go through and if they do collect that money, that that money is actually going to go to where they say it's going to go, like all the billions of dollars that got lost.
Of course it's not.
Homelessness.
It's not going to go where they say. Let's start with was the $24 billion. Let's find that first.
Yeah, Tammy, we both know it's just going to vanish.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a magic trick. Should have a residency in Vegas for an illusionist because it just vanishes. It just disappears.
Wouldn't California save just a crap ton of money if they hired a couple CPAs just to investigate where that money went? I mean, it has to be traceable, right?
They've got to get new government over there. They've got to get new government. They've got to. It's their policy. The California policies are destroying California.
And the people are fleeing. The regulations, when a billionaire packs up his employees and moves them to Texas or Florida, and they have an advantage. And you as a city councilman in Bullhead City, Tammy, I want to go back to something. I was in a room once upon a time working somewhere else, and Mayor Brady made the comment. And listeners, please, please be patient with what I'm saying. Don't just immediately say you're wrong, because a lot of people have a misconception. Bullhead City, and if somebody can text in and let us know if Havasu is the same case, Bullhead City does not have a property tax.
Really?
Really.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
You have a state property tax, and then it is, what do we want to call it, Tammy, equalized, proportioned, and sent back based on the size of the communities to the communities, and that's where Bullhead City gets money from property taxes, which goes to schools and roads and fire. Police responders.
Bullhead City, hold on. Bullhead City doesn't collect any property tax.
Correct.
We get our money off of our 2% sales tax. That's how we pay for the roads. That's how we pay for everything. Which, by the way, since we're on the California thing, the Californians do a lot of shopping here. That's our sales tax.
That's true. It's amazing how much shopping is done in Bullhead City by people that don't, they no longer shop in California for their weekend trip here.
Right.
They come into the Safeway on Highway 95 in Bullhead, and they go to Sam's Club, and they pack up. And it makes sense, when you're buying a lot of water or beer and it's heavy, why tow it all the way from California out here. They do in fact buy it and gas, and our gas is cheaper than theirs.
Mm-hmm.
And they're yelling at us.
We have a slight correction here. Bullhead City has a tax on property, but it's called a fire district.
Oh.
Okay, Tammy.
Yeah.
Realtor.
that is. I'm gonna. That the poll. Okay. That text is incorrect. That is a fire district. It is separate from the city. Even though it's the Bullhead City Fire Department, it is not the city of Bullhead City's fire
Correct.
Department. The city of Bullhead City does not have a property tax. And a lot of people come here from California and think, well, you know what? We could have a property tax in Bullhead City because everybody thinks we already do. Nobody's going to be upset.
I find that odd. Why does Lake Havasu not have that then? Or why?
I don't know if
Phoenix
they do.
And all that. No, I know Lake Havasu has property taxes. Mine's about $16,000. Yes.
For, and it's to the city or is to that?
I send it to the Mojave County Tax Assessor. That's who I send it to once a year.
Okay. So I think they might be in the same boat, but your perception is you're paying a city tax.
Interesting.
I don't know that you are. Somehow we got to find out.
We'll have to look into that.
Yes, boss, go with it.
All right, we got to take our second break of the hour. Stay tuned to Common Ground on KNTR Talk.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Common Ground on KNTR Talk 106.7, 106.5, and 106.3, the voice of the free. We want to thank our last sponsors, Trailside Firearms and Trading Company. Buy, sell, trade, new iron, old iron, full collections, and if you're looking for something special or hard to find, Trailside makes it happen. Getting a fair deal and what you want today. This is the trail you take. TrailsideFTC.com, Main Street, Havasu. Parker's Collision Center, locally world famous, and they accept all insurances. Parker Collision is the only shop in Mojave County with a state-of-the-art paint booth big enough for RVs to 18-wheelers. From fender benders to full-size giants, take it over to two decades of experience. Parker Collision Center, 10479 Brackman Road, Mojave Valley. Perfectly Pressed Cleaners. Life's busy, but your laundry doesn't have to be. They'll handle it all. Dry cleaning, everyday laundry, and even delivery right to your door for just $10 from Kingman to Parker. Let the pros do the washing while you do the living. 2231 McCulloch Boulevard North, Havasu. And Bullhead Vape Shop. Not your typical vape store. No weird smells, no cluttered shelves, no cheap mystery products. Just clean, high-quality vapes, and a better experience every time you walk in. Bullhead Vape Bundle Deal gets you a disposable for just $17.50. Two locations, just before Needles in Mojave Valley, and north of Camp Mojave Road off the 95 Fort Mojave. And remember, you can still text in at 928-727-5566. Let's make this, well, text radio, not just listen radio.
All right. Thank you, Marissa. So let's talk about the mansion tax for a minute. So the mansion tax, for those of you who do not know, it's a one-time real estate transfer tax triggered when a property is sold above a specific price threshold. So despite the name of mansion tax, it can also be applied to luxury apartments or condos, not necessarily in traditional mansion. There are seven states and the District of Columbia right now that have the mansion tax. The part that makes me the most nervous is that it's in Washington and California, and I'm right there in Oregon. So everything that Washington and California does, Oregon does next, every time.
Well, the thing that shocked me on this one is that in California, it's not a state deal, but cities have their own
Los Angeles
mansion tax. So at the top of the list, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Santa Monica, Culver City, and San Jose are the most prominent ones. So basically, Tammy, as a realtor, if you have a tax on a, and I believe in one of the cities it's down to $1.5 million that they start to tax you, if they tax you at 0.75%, not 7%, but 0.75%, and if we have to pay that over 30 years, How much am I paying?
Well, you're paying too much.
I mean,
it's hard for me to even understand how these people come up with these policies, because they're so backwards.
Well, in New York and in New Jersey, the mansion tax threshold is only $1 million.
$1 million?
Yeah.
Where is that at?
That's in New York City and in New Jersey.
Yeah.
That's not a very high threshold. And in Washington State, it's not even $1 million. It's $525,000.
What do all these states have in common that we're talking about right now?
They're blue. Yes.
Every single one of them.
And the District of Columbia.
Every single one of them.
Mm-hmm. So Los Angeles is $5 million.
So if you've got a $1.5 million house, and yet you're going to put a tax on it that's going to amount to $456,000, you're increasing the price of the house, $456,000, and then you're going to pay on that because...
Every time that house sells as well.
Well, yes. So the Howard Jarvis movement is trying, they're the ones fighting this. They're the ones who brought Prop 13. Howard's no longer with us. But it just amounts to a whole
looks
lot
like
of money, and it looks like we have a text being waved at us.
Yes, we do. This question is for Tammy. Wouldn't a tax threshold on real estate purchases have a negative effect on property values? In other words, the buyer would be wise to keep the sale price under the threshold.
Good point.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, possibly, yeah.
Well, in Culver City, there's an amount where it jumps significantly, and I believe it was 1.5 million, and then it goes up like from 0.06% to like 8% or 6%, which is a huge, from like 0.07% to 6, roughly.
Mm-hmm.
But it, once you go over that amount, you're talking about $1.5 million. Well, if it's going to raise the price $800,000, well, then you definitely don't want a house that's over the threshold. And it would, I think it would prevent you to say, hey, I'm not going to buy in Culver City.
Yeah.
Right?
So
they're going to do that to themselves. And that's why people are moving to Arizona.
Well, that's just it. California, all of these blue states, they've all got the same problem, and it's their policies. It's their policies. We can fix everything if you just get the right policies.
So I asked, you know, who pays this?
Start with law and order.
Is it the buyer or the seller? So traditionally, and this is what ChatGPT told me. Traditionally, the buyer pays the mansion tax in places like New York, where the seller pays in Los Angeles. But it is negotiable for the realtors. So the
who can pay it, and commission.
Just like you said, the market impact pricing strategies. The sellers often list the house just below the threshold at $4.99 million, so they don't have to pay that tax at $5 million is the threshold in two of the states.
And with that great point made there, Tammy, as a realtor, if let's say the threshold was $1.5 million, okay, and it's going to jump a 4%, 6%, 5%, let's say 5% it's going to jump if we go $1 above $1.5 million. What happens to my chances of a bidding war?
Right, not zilch.
Yeah.
Especially if the buyer has to pay it.
Yeah, it's paid by the buyer, right, Tammy?
It depends on where you are. That's what
depends on what.
The seller has to pay it.
The seller has to pay
it? In New York, that's what it said. It's negotiable, but traditionally, the buyer pays the mansion tax in places like New York, where the seller typically pays in Los Angeles. However, it is negotiable. So it's a newer thing. There's only 7 states and the District of Columbia that have it right now. That doesn't mean that Arizona is not next. You know, who knows, this could show up on the ballot across the union.
And California would do that to prevent people from trying to leave.
And Oregon and California, same thing. You know, like, yikes.
Yeah, it's going to cost me $400,000 to sell my house to the state.
I don't like it.
Look, you guys, think about this. Think about this. So California, now they brought in all these illegals. They brought them in, and they brought them in intentionally. Now they're holding the Americans basically hostage in California. I mean, that's really what it is.
It's discouraging success to me.
It's horrible.
I think it is. Tammy, if you could just hold on a moment, we're going to take one more break, hear from our sponsors, and then we'll be right back. You're listening to KNTR. This is Common Ground.
All right, a little bit different music choice today, and that is because today in music history, singer Adele is born today in 1988 in Tottenham, London. All right, Welcome back to Common Ground right here live on KNTR Talk 106.7, 5 and 3, the voice of the free. And right before I hand it over back to you guys, I do have one last music history of the day. Today in 1986, Atlantic Records founder announces that the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame will be built in Cleveland. Little fun fact for you.
And the heart of rock and roll is still beating.
That
in Cleveland.
Well, it's about time to start talking about finding common ground with about this tax thing. And we all, on the left and the right, should have a shared goal of creating a system where wealth is treated more consistently, regardless of whether it's a family home or a stock portfolio. How do you feel, my friend?
Well, I think it's a bad idea all the way around. And you agree with me on that.
I do.
But there's people out there who don't agree, obviously. Otherwise, this tax wouldn't be on the verge of coming into existence. And in some cases, they are.
Well, I think the left's mostly concerned about the billionaires playing their fair shares. So maybe if they focused on the loopholes that's getting them out of paying their, quote, fair share, then they wouldn't have to.
And my common ground with you, Tammy, is that they got to stop losing the money they get. How do you ask money when you? It's like giving money to a compulsive gambler to make an.
Exactly. I mean, you can't somewhere, someplace, you got to say no. I mean, the money, it's not a shortage of money. It's their policies and their management. That is what it is. And the only way they're going to fix that is get to the ballot and vote.
And they do it by angrily pointing their fingers at the right. You worked hard and made money, and you're not paying your fair share, even though the fact is the wealthier are paying more, unless they had a losing season or year, so to speak. How much time we got there?
4 minutes.
4 minutes. Okay. So, Tammy, you think it's going to just continue and the guys, our friends who own the storage places are just going to continue to make bank as people downsize and move from California to Arizona?
I have no idea. I have no idea. But I do know that California is in a lot of trouble, a lot of trouble. And they have got to get it together. And they've got to get Newsom out of there, get that Karen Bass out of there, get those Democrats out. That is their problem.
I think that one thing of shared concern from both the left and the right about the mansion tax is the creating the cliff effect, where selling for $1 more triggers a massive tax. And this is wildly seen as distorting the market and discouraging
exactly
these transactions. So this is something, like my friend from the left who said that he was afraid that the billionaires would leave California, so he actually agreed with us. This is another thing. We have a realtor right here saying the same thing. You know, you change the price of the property to avoid the tax. You're defeating the purpose.
And it's to a benefit. The government, the more somebody sells their house for, the more the government benefits. And when you start taxing at a certain level and people start saying, hey, I'm not going to sell it for a dollar more than $1,499,999.99 because it's going to cost me $48,000 in taxes, so I'm not going to take a higher bid, and then you're shooting yourself in the foot.
And how many times can a property, one single mansion, be taxed? You know, how many different times it sells? And every single time they get that same tax.
And they can't be happy with the fact in California there is every piece of wood gets taxed 5 cents. There's a lot more wood in a great big mansion than there is in a little house.
That's true.
All right. We got one last text in, and it says, you have to take in consideration job creators pay payroll taxes too.
That's so true.
Right.
Right.
And they pack
so
up their,
true.
Their
they pack
the
up
bill
and bounce,
their,
yeah.
They're employees and everybody. Employees, families.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, you're in the Silicon Valley and you don't have enough kids to play Little League. Because they all
right.
moved.
Right. We have 1 minute left, so let's give our last thoughts and final common ground.
Oh, that's just...
Tammy?
Perfect point.
Yeah.
Your final thought?
Just vote red.
Vote red and stop the madness. Yeah, it's got to stop. It's just
tax.
And it comes from this feeling of entitlement that, you know, you're entitled to things that aren't yours. And the next,
and that's just it.
There's a lot of entitlement these days.
A lot of entitlement.
Right.
It's like every, you know, it's. I don't know what's going to happen in the future with our world because we're not entitled. Somebody's got to work.
Somebody does have to work.
Somebody's got to work.
Somebody's got to pay for it.
Somebody feels they have to take my money.
But is it right to target a certain group of people and make them responsible at the end of the day?
Yeah.
You know, is that fair?
It's been said before, life isn't fair.
Life isn't fair. That's right. Life isn't fair.
America.
But it's worth it.
Well, thank you for being with us, Tammy.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, guys. I didn't really do much, but thank you for having me.
We appreciate your input.
You're listening to KNTR
106.75 and 3 Voice of the Free.
All right, and stay tuned to KNTR Talk. Today on Speak Out, we will have the Girl Power Hour.
Talk KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The Voice of the Free.